So I'm going to read from Isaiah 6, verse 1 to 9. This is actually one of my favorite passages in Scripture. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim, each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the thresholds shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am. Send me, Lord Jesus Christ. We declare that you had the victory at Calvary, that you died for the sins of man, that you were laid in the tomb, that you've defeated death, you've defeated the grave. We declare tonight that you are the risen, resurrected Savior, that you are ascended on high, and that you are seated at the right hand of our Father in heaven. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the majesty tonight, the wisdom. Lord, all honor and glory to you this evening. The Holy Spirit, I just pray for your anointing just now. Speak through me. Speak into our hearts. Open our ears, Lord, to the challenge, to the encouragement of Scripture. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be seated. You know, I never contacted Pastor Phil before he spoke this morning. And so what I'm going to share is very similar. And often when that happens, the Holy Spirit is confirming a message. And so, but as we look at this tonight, very rarely in Scripture do you actually see that vision of holiness. There's only a few times. And, you know, Isaiah was one. You had John in Revelation when he saw the glorified Christ then. And then another one, Transfiguration. But there's very, very few times. But in this passage, what you get is a sense of the holiness, the sense of awe, the sense of glory of the Lord. Amen? And I was challenged, you know, as I read that, and I wonder if we've lost a sense of that in North America, in our church. So some people ask me, you know, coming from the United Kingdom, what do you see as the biggest problem in America? And honestly, I think we've lost the fear of the Lord. We've lost that sense of His awe, of His holiness. And Isaiah catches a glimpse of that. And I want to just encourage us today is that He is absolutely holy, isn't He? And He's, you know, just glorious. And as I say that, you know, I was thinking as I was praying this afternoon and just listening to worship, my ministry philosophy is very simple. In everything I do, I just want to glorify the Lord. That's it. I wake up, if I'm meeting with people or if I'm speaking, I just want to give him the glory. He must always increase. I must always decrease. He must always get the place of honor. I must always get the place of submission. That's it. But here's a challenge in this. You know, and as I think about that, and I think about where our country is at the moment and where our church is at the moment, there's a risk of complacency in our church. There's a risk of apathy. As Pastor Phil shared today, we are in the midst of a spiritual awakening like no other. It's incredible the way God is moving around the world right now, even in the United States of America. Bill mentioned millions of Muslims. But this time in history right now, from a prayer point of view, we have the technology now to literally link hundreds of millions in Christians in a united event. It's amazing. We recently celebrated the National Collegiate Day of Prayer. That was a global Collegiate Day of Prayer. There was more than 100 million Christians praying on that day. Many from the underground church were praying for the campuses. And just for your encouragement, in the last month, here in the United States of America, there's been somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 students have come to faith on the campus of Iowa, Kentucky, and I've forgotten the other one, Sharon. What was the other one? Can't remember. But through worship services, and God is stirring up the next generation. So God is on the move here, even in the United States of America. And Isaiah has this vision of holiness, but he also says this. He says, "Woe to me, I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips." Folks, do we live among a people of unclean lips? Absolutely. We live in Washington State, right? Yeah, we do. You know, we live in a very godless society. And yet the light of Christ needs to shine both here at home and around the world as well. You see, the Lord is calling us to be His missionaries, to serve Him around the world and across the street. And every one of us has that calling upon our lives. It's not just the missionaries. It's not just the pastors. But He's given us all that calling. Pastor Phil mentioned this morning that He's called us to be ambassadors. And as I was thinking about this, I thought, has he read my notes for this evening, you know? But in this passage here, we get this vision of the holiness, of the awe of God. And it reminded me of Revelation 5, very similar, where John sees the Lamb there. And Revelation 5, verse 9 and 10 says this, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God persons from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." As Pastor Phil was saying, we're called to be ambassadors, but there's that calling again in Revelation 5 that we are to be His kingdom, His representatives. We're to be His priests to what? To serve. To serve. There's a direct link with that. And as we think of that, you know, He's given us this royal decree to go and serve, to serve in your families, to serve in your schools. Because I can tell you right now, in Linden, it's crying out in pain. We were in the elders' meeting just before. 3 suicides in Linden this week. That's unbelievable, isn't it? You know, Linden, this beautiful middle-class farming area, and yet there's 3 suicides in this small town. And so what you have here is a world that is crying out in anger, in pain, in frustration, and he's called us to be his priest to serve the Lord God Almighty. How are we doing on that, folks? You know, as I read this, it's a challenge. And the challenge is this, because I find it in myself at times. It's like, am I getting complacent here? 52 years old, retirement in whatever, 10, 15 years, been in ministry for 30 years, but I have to ask myself, am I still on fire for the Lord? And it was maybe about 2 years ago, and we were in worship at the prayer center, and sometimes, you know, when you're in worship, it often follows with you being on your knees or on your face before the Lord. And he reminded me of 2 Chronicles 7, where the glory of God fills the temple. Just after Solomon is dedicating the temple, the glory of the Lord comes down, and the priests are on their face. They can't even enter the temple because the holiness and the awesomeness of God is there. They are humbled. Two things happen. First of all, they're humbled before him. And the second thing is they give thanks and worship. And I have to continually remind myself, you see, like Isaiah here, is that he was humbled before the Lord. He was humbled before his holiness. And I sense the Holy Spirit saying to me and to us tonight that we need to humble ourselves before him, to be in a place of confession and repentance. Because when we're in that place and we're recognizing that Jesus Christ is the Savior for our sins, by the way, is he worthy of our praise? Is he worthy of our service? Yes, he is. I don't know anybody else who took two nails in the hands for me and another nail through the cross. Is he worthy of our service? He bled for our sins and he bled for the nations. You see, he needs to be our absolute priority. He's worthy, isn't he? He's worthy of us serving him. And for sometimes for us in the church, we can come here on a Sunday, we can tick the box, we can go on in the week, and we do nothing else for his kingdom. I am challenged by that, and I'm in full-time ministry. So I want to encourage us tonight is that, you know, for that renewed passion to serve him, because it's such a privilege to be in ministry with the Lord, to serve him. And he's looking for this, for humbleness. But he's also looking for a heart that says, here am I, Lord. Send me. Very simple words, but very profound words that can change your life. Because when we get serious with that humbleness and that heart attitude, here I am, Lord, use me. Wow, hold on. I can tell you, it's a roller coaster ride. It's amazing to me what God can accomplish through a man and a woman who is wholly surrendered to him. You see, we have to be very careful that we don't end up like the churches in Revelation. Watch out, I'm going to spit you out because you're lukewarm. You have forsaken your first love. Christ's words there. You know, we have to be careful in our church here. We have to be careful of materialism. We have so much leisure time in the United States of America, but it tends to be about us, how we can serve ourselves, how we can pleasure ourselves. And yet the kingdom of God needs to go forward. Folks, that's a challenge for us tonight. It's a challenge for me tonight. You see, it's not an age thing. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's not a sex thing. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. It's not a race thing. It doesn't matter what color your skin is. But he's looking for his people to say, here am I, serve me. And there's a caveat to that. Because when you say that and you mean it, he's going to use you. The Holy Spirit will use you. You know, he might not send you abroad, but he's going to use you here. But when you say that, you see, the thing is with Isaiah, as with anyone, when he was met with the Holy of Holies, the Lord God Almighty, right, it's uncomfortable. And it should be for us as well. Because he's absolutely worthy of the priority of our service. You know, as I think of that, and you tend to think of your own sort of testimony. And I remember it was after a head injury in Scotland, and you know, I was in sales at the time, good money, six-figure income, hotels, blah, blah, blah. But I had a head injury, and in that time, and I thought, Lord, what is it that I really want in my life? This isn't it. And it, you know, during that period of convalescence, it was a prayer very similar to this. Lord, I just want to help people. Here I am, Lord. Send me. And it was a desire to be used by him. That was it. Very simple prayer. Little did I know, about a year and a half later, he would call us here to America, to heathen America, to witness and be a missionary here, right? 15 years ago. Was there sacrifice in that? Absolutely. There's sacrifice. Was there sacrifice for Isaiah? Oh yeah, there was. You know, when he was on Mount Carmel, remember what happened? And just after that, his life was in jeopardy, you know, from Jezebel. And was there pain in that? Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? It's a life worth living. And you're never going to get such a fulfilled life as when you say, here am I, Lord, send me. My father died 4 years ago. Probably the man I was closest to in my whole life. And you know, it was during COVID. And I was here. And he was there. And I never got to go home for his funeral. It was part of the sacrifice of saying, here I am, Lord. Use me. You know, Lord Jesus Christ says in Luke 9 and verse 23, he says, then he said to them all, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. You know, what was the Lord's journey? What was his sacrifice? He actually said to the Father, here I am, send me, remember? He said it in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he said, Father, please take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. In other words, Father, here I am, send me. His journey took him to the cross, and look what he did as he fulfilled for us, forgave us our sins. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we sit here tonight, we are ransomed, we are redeemed, amen? As Pastor Phil was sharing this morning, we are reconciled, we are rescued, we are restored, we have the forgiveness of sins, we have eternal life, we have the love of our Savior, amen? He is worthy to be served. It's a challenge for all of us. Can you pray that tonight? Honestly, from your heart. You're not too old, you're not too young. Do you know, I had a really, really cool meeting with a teacher from London. It was about 2 weeks ago. He's been a teacher, I think, for like 35 years in one of the schools out here. And we were praying because the Holy Spirit stirred him up. And he's going to be retiring in June. And he's starting up a mission project, which is going to be going to Nigeria. And this is not a safe zone. He could lose his life, literally. But he recognizes the awesome Lord God Almighty in his life. And he's humbled. And the way the Holy Spirit kind of worked in his life there. But it took him, he actually went out to visit and realized that this next chapter, and he's coming into retirement, and it's almost like the Lord is just starting him up again. And he's saying that same thing. Here I am, Lord. Send me. I am absolutely amazed when I think back of what the Lord has accomplished through myself and sharing through the Light of the World Prayer Center. I'm not saying that in any kind of big-headed way. I'm not going to take any credit for it. But man, it's been exciting. I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. But the Holy Spirit is looking for that heart attitude. And He's looking for to use you folks tonight. As I mentioned, just this idea about humbling ourselves before Him. Robert, I didn't check the time before I started preaching, so do I go on to 8:45? No, sorry. 7:45 or 7? Oh, okay, I'll take a couple of minutes. But, you know, Psalm 25 verse 9 says this, this idea about humbling ourselves, to confess sin on a regular basis. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them His way. You don't need to know the way. You just need to have their heart attitude. The Holy Spirit's going to lead you. He's going to lead you to who to serve and to where to serve. You know, He might call some of you abroad. He might want you to stay here. James, the Lord's brother, remained in Jerusalem. The other disciples went off to Antioch. But at the same thing, it doesn't matter where you serve. It's the fact that you're surrendering to Him. So as I finish tonight, folks, we've got to be very aware of complacency, of apathy. We have to have a humble heart. You know, Sharon will testify, most days of the week I'm on my knees. I keep a very short account with the Lord. I confess to Him. I want to humble myself. Yes, I get to worship and I get to praise. But He can use me from that position. And I'm still saying that. Lord, how do you want to use me now? How do you want to use the prayer center? This isn't about me. Trust me, I've nearly died once. It's not about my legacy, right? He's very real and He's there. It's got nothing to do with us. It's all about Him. You know, we're not building legacies here. We're just, all we're going to do when we die is we're going to lay our crown at His feet and say, thank you, Lord. But the challenge is there for all of us, amen? Can you honestly pray tonight? Lord, here I am. Use me. Let's pray. Lord, just want to thank you for this time. And Father, again, just thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us. Lord, for your love for us, that you went to the cross for us. I'm so grateful for the relationship that I have with you. It's an honor to serve you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I know you love me. And I know you love the good folks here. Father, forgive us for our complacency. Forgive us for our apathy. Forgive us for our comfort. Lord, I'm praying for the congregation now. Holy Spirit, we need your help. We need your fire. Lord, you are worthy to be served. Can we honestly say tonight, here I am, Lord. Use me. Go and tell my people this. Lord, I pray for that message just to sink into our hearts, into my heart. This message is from me as well. Let me not start getting lazy after 30 years of ministry. I want my passion to remain for you, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Use me. Lord, help us. We want to expand your kingdom here, starting in Linden, in Whatcom County, in Washington State, in the United States of America. And if you call us, Lord, around the world and across the street. Father, thank you. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise tonight. And we worship you, Lord. We thank you for this great weekend. What a joy, Lord. What a wonderful time of fellowship. May it stir the hearts of the saints and encouragement In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.